Welcome to the 21st. I'm Reginald Hardwick. As of this morning, there are nearly 100 COVID-19 cases in Illinois, and over the weekend, we saw the first cases announced in the central part of our state. Governor J.B. Pritzker has ordered all bars and restaurants closed to dine-in patrons starting tonight until March 30th. Also closed all K-12 schools in the state to avoid the spread of the coronavirus. Here's what the governor had to say on Friday.
I'm speaking in the very literal sense when I say that having the general public stay home one day at a time will have a massive effect on bending this curve, and that means lives saved.
In a little bit, we'll hear how school districts and colleges plan to handle virtual learning until classrooms reopen and get reactions from parents and teachers. But first, just as students were packing up to leave campus for spring break, many received instructions not to come back. There's been a stream of university announcements around Illinois suspending in-person classes, closing residence halls, and canceling events. For more on this, we're joined now by WILL's Illinois Newsroom reporter, Lee Gaines. Lee has also been reporting on Illinois students returning from abroad and some of the challenges they faced. Lee, welcome back to the 21st.
Glad to be here.
We're also joined by Kate Grossman, senior editor for the Education Desk at WBEZ in Chicago. Kate, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Lee, first, can you give us an update on what instructions students have been given from the University of Illinois system?
So the big thing is migrating classes online. So this is actually the university's spring break week starting today. But face-to-face classes have been canceled beginning March 23rd, which was when students were supposed to return from spring break. The campus here in Urbana is not closed, and the residence halls will remain open. But the university is kind of encouraging students to go home if they can. And it's also encouraging as many staff to work from home as possible. I think it's worth pointing out to our listeners that many NPR member stations across the country are affiliated with universities, including WILL. So as such, I'm actually a University of Illinois employee, and I am also working from home today for, at least the next few weeks. So as far as students are concerned, they are being encouraged to stay in their residence halls if they don't have reliable internet access at home. And then also events of more than 50 people are suspended indefinitely, and all university-sponsored international travel is prohibited, along with non-essential domestic travel. I think it's also worth noting that Champaign County just had its first case of confirmed case of COVID-19. The U of I did send out an email saying that the person who is sick has no known connections to the university. As far as University of Illinois at Springfield is concerned, they're essentially doing the same thing as Urbana. They're trying to get as many employees and students to continue their lives remotely. The campus will remain open, however, and the University of Illinois at Chicago is extending their spring break, which starts today through March 30th, and classes there will resume online as well.
Kate, I understand you know what the other universities in parts of the state are doing. What's going on there?
Well, in the Chicago area, like in the rest of the state and really the rest of the country, they're doing similar to what U of I is. They're extending their spring break or just planning after spring break to move to, remote learning, e-learning. Couple schools, University of Chicago and DePaul, just called off their whole spring quarter, just made that call ahead of time. Some places, I guess, like Illinois State says that students will be out until April 12th. But, there's a good chance a lot of students won't come back at all for the rest of this year. So a lot of scrambling by professors. We had Kate McGee, our higher ed reporter, had a story that ran on Friday about professors and kind of making this transition, because there's a big difference between, of course, most professors are computer literate, but there's a big difference between, putting assignments online and maybe, posting videos or something for students to watch versus, running a whole course online. So that's, I think a lot of professors are using this time over spring break to get up to speed on how to actually do that, because a lot of them don't know how.
Lee, do you know why the University of Illinois system made this decision when they did?
Well, I think they were following suit with what a lot of universities across the country are doing. As Kate just mentioned, you know, this isn't unique to Illinois. It's not unique to the University of Illinois at Urbana. This is something that universities across the country are making calls on. And I think that a lot of the universities in the state, not just this one, are in close communication with the Illinois Department of Public Health and also their respective county public departments or departments of public health. And I think that they are making some of these decisions in consultation with them. I mean, the biggest thing that these universities are really urging right now is social distancing. And part of social distancing is not holding in-person classes, encouraging their employees to work from home, because the further that we are away from one another, the less likely we are to pass this virus between each other.
And Lee, as you mentioned earlier, you know, I'm sitting here in the WILL studios. You're working from home because we want that physical, like they say, social distancing to prevent any passing of the coronavirus or COVID-19, even if people don't have it. Kate, are there other concerns that you've heard from either parents, professors, students, or universities about embracing social distancing measures?
I mean, I think in general, people are trying to be supportive of it. I think it's really hard for college students, quite frankly, to deal with this. I mean, the big brouhaha in Chicago here over the weekend was that there were, I'm sure this included some college students, there were a lot of people out Saturday night celebrating an early St. Patrick's Day. And that's really, I think, one of the main prompts for the governor to make the call to order all bars and restaurants closed for, in-person dining. You can still do takeout, drive-through, but I think all the partying that went on this weekend was a major factor in the decision to close down bars and restaurants. And so it's going to be really interesting what happens over the next couple of weeks to see whether students who are home, whether they're able to stay in their homes and not socialize a lot. And, because the big issue is that younger people tend to, from what I understand from public health officials, the younger people that are getting COVID-19 don't usually have severe symptoms, but they can then infect other people who are more vulnerable. And so that's a big area of caution.
Lee, of course, it's not just students who have been living on campus that have been affected, but also students who were studying abroad when this outbreak really started to spread. You spoke with some University of Illinois students who have been abroad in Italy, and the school ordered them to come home. And you spoke with one student named Alyssa. Here's what she had to say.
The email they sent was kind of vague, and nothing else was really provided. Nothing about what would happen to our academics, what parts of our program would be refunded to us. The main point of that email was just, we want all students out of Italy right now.
Lee, I understand there were some eye-opening things that happened or didn't happen when she got home. What exactly happened?
Yeah, I was really surprised reporting this story about what happened to the students who had been ordered to come home. I think one of the big things I was surprised about was when she got home, she didn't know how to self-quarantine. You know, that's something she had studied or researched before. That's something that her parents and her had to kind of figure out on their own. I know her parents used guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, but she didn't have any contact with her local public health department. And this is a student who is currently still in quarantine in the Bay Area of California right now. And so her health department doesn't know, as far as I know, unless she's reached out to them since we reported this story, that there's someone who just returned from a country that's been severely affected by the virus trying to self-quarantine. And I know that that was really concerning to our public health officials here in Champaign County.
Right. Italy has seen even over the weekend, we saw very severe increase in the number of cases and even deaths over the weekend. We have another clip of a student named Joe who came back from studying abroad in Italy to the suburbs of Chicago. Here's what he said.
And then when we flew from Warsaw to Chicago, I was in and out of customs in like 5 minutes. It was almost as if nothing was happening.
Lee, Joe's situation would have been different had he flown back more recently. We saw all the crowds at O'Hare over the weekend. But when he flew back from Italy a few weeks ago, cases there had spiked. So he wasn't screened because he flew from Warsaw to O'Hare.
Yeah, Joe has a really interesting situation. He had flown from Italy to Poland right before the university ordered everyone to come back who was studying abroad in Italy. And when he flew from Italy to Poland, he said that people came on the plane in these protective suits and took everyone's temperature. So I was really surprised when I talked to him that when he flew from Warsaw back to Chicago after he had been ordered to return home or to at least leave his study abroad program, that there was really no screening being done. Like, and he said, you know, he was asked where he had been. He mentioned Italy, and it was, you know, it was like he had come from any other country that wasn't affected. So that was really interesting to me. And you know, for the record, Alyssa had the same experience, and she flew directly from Milan to San Francisco. There was really nothing, you know, no screening happening. She said it was the normal process as she was accustomed to it. And, you know, for she felt like she could have, if she had wanted to, gotten back on a plane and gone straight back to Italy and no questions asked.
Kate, we know.
You know, I think things are starting to change because we had a student, we did a story about a student who arrived home to O'Hare on Saturday afternoon, and he was in that crush in the big crowds waiting at customs at O'Hare. But he did say that they took his temperature. He got a CDC packet about, you know, how to protect yourself and information about, I think there was information about quarantine. I'm actually not 100% sure, but he did get information from the CDC and had his temperature checked before he was able to leave the airport. So it sounds like maybe those things are starting to change, and he came from Spain.
I mean,
yeah, definitely. I think the situation is just so fluid right now that, you know, these students returning in early March, it was just a totally different situation for them. And at that point, I think the university hadn't even made the call yet to cancel its face-to-face classes.
Kate, you were there in Chicago over the weekend, and I mean, those lines were just incredible at O'Hare Airport.
Yeah, so this student, his name's Rafi Derringer, and he said, you know, this is exactly what you were not supposed to do, right? Stand shoulder to shoulder with a bunch of other people for hours on end. You know, this is how you get COVID-19, not how you avoid getting it. Now, there was a huge uproar in Chicago, and the governor tweeted to the president, and then the vice president called him, and after he tweeted and went on Meet the Press on Sunday morning to say they were going to double the number of customs screeners, and then the city jumped in and got EMTs to work as screeners. So it sounds like by last night we had a reporter out at the airport on Sunday night, and things were going very smoothly, actually.
Lee, has there been any response from the University of Illinois to your story?
Not really, but I mean, I also don't totally blame them. I think that the university, as well as K-12 schools right now, are kind of slammed figuring out like how to manage this crisis that is, you know, as Kate mentioned, things are changing really quickly. So even if, you know, Joe and Alyssa came back and it was like nothing was happening, now those people that are coming from Europe are going through, like, you know, these massive 100-long people lines, and with CDC trying to check everyone's temperature. So it's definitely a quick-changing story. One thing that I do think is interesting, or one piece of advice I will say, that I was given by the Champaign County Health Department administrator for these students is just to, you know, tell them that if you are self-quarantining, try to make contact with your local health department, because a lot of these students didn't come back to Champaign-Urbana. They came back to wherever their families live, and that's all across the country. So try to make contact with those health departments. But also, you know, she said that probably a lot of those health departments are pretty overwhelmed right now.
And Lee, for the students who are coming back to campuses, do you know if residence halls are open for them?
Yes, so residence halls are open. They're being encouraged to come back if they don't have access to internet at their families' homes. But I think if they can go home, I think the university would prefer for them to go stay with their families, just to keep that social distancing in play. I don't think they want a lot of students like congregating together on campus. That's, again, how diseases get spread.
And that's for the University of Illinois. We also know that, however, at Illinois State, they have said, quote, accommodations for students who cannot return home will be addressed on a case-by-case basis based on university housing services. Well, we've been speaking with Lee Gaines, education reporter for WILL and the Illinois Newsroom, about how universities are mandating that people practice what health officials call social distancing to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Lee is going to stick around for our next segment. We've also been speaking with Kate Grossman, senior education editor at WBEZ. Thank you, Kate, for joining us.
Sure. Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
Coming up, with schools closing, students will have to learn from home. We'll talk about some of the unique challenges this presents for educators and parents. I'm Reginald Hardwick. You're listening to the 21st.